and welcome to No Rest for the Weekend. I'm Jason Godby, here with a new addition to the podcast we're calling No Rest for the Weekend News. We're hoping to make this a regular segment, which will be in addition to, not instead of, our regular show, which will still come out every Wednesday. This is going to be an audio exclusive, so just for you podcast listeners out there. And we're going to give it to you on Mondays, possibly Fridays, once a month, or might be even once a week, depending on how often we can do it and how much news there is to report. So this show will be to keep our listeners informed as to what's happening in the indie film world, as well as keep you guys up to date on upcoming episodes and give you a heads up on what we're doing here in 2019. With that said, our first story, the Sundance Film Festival. So the Sundance Film Festival concluded late last week. As reported by IndieWire.com, there were quite a few acquisitions that were picked up by studios. So these films were all acquired by different studios. Honey Boy, which is written by Shia LaBeouf and directed by Alma Harrell, purchased by Amazon. Also purchased by Amazon were The Report and Brittany Runs a Marathon. Some other films of note include Little Monsters, which was acquired by Neon/Hulu, and Official Secrets, which stars Keira Knightley and was directed by Gavin Hood. That was picked up by IFC Films. Also concluding last week was the finale of the Catra film series right here in Brooklyn. I was there to interview some of the filmmakers and stars of the evening, including Laura Gomez of Orange is the New Black fame. She was there with a short film called Uniform, which she stars in. Catra film series, we've reported on it before. It's a series of short films that they show all year, and then at the end of the year they do a finalist. So here in January they had their finalist film screenings, and that's when they give out their awards and so forth. So I went there, I saw a block of films, I interviewed some of the filmmakers there, and one of the standout films was the animated short Lottie That Silhouette Girl by Elizabeth Bercherl and Carla Patullo. I hope I'm not messing those names up. It was about a woman named Lottie Reinagirl, a German film director who pioneered the art of silhouette and animation. The short tells the story of Reinagirl's life and filmography and is narrated by Reinagirl herself. Overall, I was impressed by the quality of films. Founder and executive director Jeffrey Guerrero and his team have put together a well-curated series, and for that final night, it was at the Alamo Draft House here in Brooklyn, and that screen lent prestige that is not often accorded to short films. For filmmakers looking to get their short screen in New York City, I highly recommend the Catra film series. It's really well put together. The article for that, by the way, is on our new website, norestfortheweekendpodcast.com. Now, also quick note, for those of you who might be wondering, a lot of times at the end of the podcast, I'll say btrp.nyc/podcast, which is the Behind the Rabbit Productions company website. You can still go there, and if you click on episodes, it will take you to the norestfortheweekendpodcast.com site. So, but for anything future, just go right to norestfortheweekendpodcast.com. All the episodes are there, and you can also find us on all the audio channels for podcasts, Anchor, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of them. We are hosted on Anchor, and you can also leave us messages there, which I want people to start doing. And I'm going to try to do more audio-focused episodes as well. That's what this is all about. So moving on, there were a lot of things happening for us here in 2019, including a partnership with an organization called the Indie Film Collective. Joseph Yulo, who I interviewed here on the show in January, he has partnered with No Rest for the Weekend and made us their official podcast for the Indie Film Collective. Indie Film Collective is a member-run nonprofit organization. It's made up of actors, artists, and filmmakers. It's dedicating to encouraging those people, promoting them, supporting their members in their independent film endeavors. So our mission statements are quite aligned. Joseph and I have already started working together to produce some new shows. We're going to do some exciting things here in 2019. And look for that in the near future. It's a great organization. If you're in, look up Indie Film Collective on Facebook if you want to join. For more information, you can also check out episode 408 in which I interview Joseph Yulo, the head of that organization. I also want to talk to you, to the New York folks. For those of you who are here in New York City, you may want to check out this other project that I'm involved with called Conversations on Media Production. Now, this is an event series. It's dedicated to helping media professionals and helping them level up in their careers, offering educational seminars, networking events. We do short film screenings. I've been monitoring various panels there, so I'm sort of the front man for it. And No Rest of the Weekend is sponsoring these events. Come out. You listen to some Q&A sessions. I am co-hosting the events along with Adonis Sillamparis and Darren Johnson, both of whom have been on the show. You can find their episodes also on the website. So far, we've had panels on casting, crowdfunding, screening, as well as our most recent Q&A, which was on film finance and how to set up an LLC for your film project. And that was with an entertainment lawyer called Lee Feldshin, hoping to get him on the show as well. For more information on Conversations of Media Production Series, check out the Facebook group that we have set up and just ask to join. The website is coming soon. We have some great shows coming up here in the next couple of months. This Wednesday's episode features Dave Prokopek. He joins us and talks about his career as a filmmaker and a director of photography. It's a great episode for all you budding cinematographers out there. Dave will talk about how he works with directors and how he works with people in different roles on the set, how they work with the DP. It's going to be very, very informative. Also in February, we have Dan DiFilippo making his return to the show. You may remember him from episode 213 of the show where he talked about his company, Pipeline Entertainment. He'll be back with me to talk about Catskill Park, his latest project. It's a sci-fi horror film, which they completed and is now online. Also joining us this month will be Kai Youngblood. She's the head of development at Brick TV. It's a great little channel you guys should know about. You can find them on YouTube. She talks about their various series projects, and we also talk about what it takes to make a great TV pitch. So that's about it. This year, we got lots more No Rest for the Weekend coming. We'll be covering some important events that you filmmakers want to know about. Look out for our No Rest for the Fest coverage, which is coming in March when we go to South by Southwest down in Austin, Texas. Also, we'd like to know your opinion. We'd like to know what events, what festivals you'd like to see us cover here in 2019. Is there gear that you'd like us to review? We're going to try and get our hands on some new gear to tell you about that stuff and how it can be useful in your filmmaking and content creating endeavors. To get in touch with us, you can tweet us at BTR Productions or email us at info@behindtherabbitproductions.com. Thank you once again for taking this trip down the rabbit hole. For new episodes of this show each and every Wednesday, be sure to subscribe to this space. For more information, you can always visit our website, norestoftheweekendpodcast.com. For Behind the Rabbit Productions, I'm Jason Godby. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.